what's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we do have more guests coming into the studio this morning. If I get all the right buttons pushed here this morning, Mary Ingham from Crisis Intervention is here. Hi, Mary.
Good morning.
And the sheriff is in the house.
Kevin good Pounce. Morning.
How are you?
Doing well. Thanks.
Good. Good. Well, here we are. I know there's some annual things that happen with you guys, and tell us what we got going now in the month of April.
April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, so we're here to raise some awareness. Hopefully we can get enough awareness out there that we can prevent sexual violence in North Iowa and come back next year and say, there's nothing new to talk about.
You know, I was thinking about that this morning early, and I was putting together my day and everything, and I thought, how many times have we done this? And I don't know how many programs that you've done. I know several together, obviously, but... Mm-hmm. And we say that thing right there that you just said. Hopefully we don't have to be talking about this next year, but it's still here.
Absolutely. But that is, you know, I say that and it's not just some cliche. No. I firmly, that's my only dream I have left in this world is to end violence. Well, I've got a few others, but it is something we can do in our lifetime. It takes a little bit of effort, but... It seems like a pretty easy reach.
Yeah, that sexual assault and violence and so forth. And I know, and I say this every year too, I know some of us think, oh, that can't happen in Mason City, or that can't happen in Clear Lake, or that can't happen right here in North Iowa, in Cerro Gordo County, or wherever. Mm-hmm. It can't happen. Oh, it does.
It does.
It
happens across the lifespan. You know, every day we hear from people who have been sexually abused as children. There are adolescents that are assaulted by their classmates. There are young people that go off to college expecting the best years of their life and become the victim of sexual violence. So it's happening here in North Iowa just like every other place throughout the United States.
Yeah, that college situation that you just mentioned, that's one that can be a very big eye-opener for not only the young people, but for families as well.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, and we know that sexual assault is... Someone's making a choice to do that. That's not accidental. It's not like a car accident. Oh, somebody made a mistake. This is intentional. And we want victims to know and victims' families to know there's help available, too. And we know that most sexual assaults are not reported to law enforcement. They're reported to agencies like Mary's with Crisis Intervention or other agencies around Iowa. So law enforcement isn't necessarily your first response. We want victims to get help, families to get help so healing can begin, and we want the violence to stop.
Mm-hmm. But in a way, I mean, you guys are in here as a team. You work hand in hand. You work very well together.
Yeah.
Yes.
We do. North Iowa is very lucky to have great law enforcement agencies that work well with support agencies like Crisis Intervention, Mercy One. We've got all kinds of players, Department of Corrections. We've got all kinds of volunteers that are helping to do the same thing.
Yeah, because you have to have the right people to step in at the right time to make a difference. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And I think one of the most exciting changes we've seen in North Iowa, I mean, you've said it. You've seen Kevin and I year after year after
year.
32 years for me. With that same message, what I see happening every year is more people are coming to the table, so to speak. You know, 30 years ago, we were talking about this law enforcement and medical, and that was about it. And now, when we're talking about preventing violence and protecting victims, we have people at the table from NIAC. We work closely with Youth for Christ. We work with all sorts of different agencies, individuals, organizations, and that's what it takes to really change the community. You know, if Sheriff Pals and I could have done it on our own 30 years ago, we would have. Mm-hmm. But we need the community to come together, and that's what we're really starting to see here in North Iowa, which is awesome.
What's the underlying thing that drives this? Is it? I mean, I think is it crime? Is it is it drugs? Is it alcoholism? Is it, you know, or one, all of the above?
Yeah, I would say all of the above. I'm not sure we have the answer, and that's why it continues. Yeah. We do know that there's a lot of people that have been convicted of sexual assault that are repeat offenders, or they've been a victim themselves. Pretty high percentage.
Hard for them then to just make a change? Is that it, Mary?
Absolutely. And I think change for someone that has been a sex offender is hard. And I think that's something, you know, people don't necessarily want to think about that. Like, they don't want to think, oh, it's hard for them to change. But the reality is, anyone that's tried to make any change in their life knows it's hard. You know, every couple of years, I think I'm going to give up soda. And I do for a while. Mm-hmm. And then I don't. And that's, it's a very different comparison. But when you think about how hard it is to make a small change in your life, to change something that has been rooted maybe in a lifetime of poor decisions, some learned behavior, it takes more than just a desire to change. It takes a lot of support and assistance.
So where does the listener go right now? We have people listening all over North Iowa this morning, and they come from all different walks of life and going through different situations. Some of them might be thinking, maybe that describes me, maybe it doesn't, I don't know. How do they find the path to take right now?
One place people could reach out initially is to Crisis Intervention Service. They can call our helpline or check us out on Facebook. The North Iowa Domestic and Sexual Abuse Community Coalition also has a Facebook page. It's a much longer name, a little more difficult to find. Another great place to reach out is to talk to local law enforcement. I think sometimes people think, oh, I don't want to bother them. This might not be an issue. It might be an issue. Go ahead and call. Talk it over. And that's the great thing about law enforcement in our community is they want to help keep the community safe. They like to drive fast and turn their lights on and take care of the bad chap. But more importantly, what I see happening more with law enforcement is them talking to people and solving community problems. And that's, they're really good at that.
Yeah. And I would think to add to that is, I think the main thing is if there's a victim out there that's in a situation they know how to get out, they need to call 911, especially if they're in immediate danger. It's got to stop somehow. And I do know that through Mary's organization and a lot of law enforcement contacts we have with citizens, a lot of people just tell a friend, and sometimes a friend is the one that needs to call.
Yeah.
Because it takes a lot of courage to come forward. If you're going to reach out to somebody, strangers you don't know, it's embarrassing. It's all kinds of feelings that are going through their mind. And we're not here to judge. We're just here to help.
And making a phone call. When in a difficult situation, you say, make that 911 call. When you might be in the toughest of all of those situations, that might be a difficult thing to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
The good thing about North Iowa is when it gets warmer and the windows are open, we have a lot of people that aren't involved call because they hear the noise or whatever the situation is. So we get a lot of people that really are concerned for their neighbors and their people in North Iowa. But when the wintertime hits, like today, and the windows are closed, it's a little bit harder for the neighbors to help.
So what do we have going on in April? Anything special planned?
At Crisis Intervention Service, we serve 15 counties, so we have activities throughout our area. A lot of what we're doing is taking advantage of groups that we already have going. We're doing some activities on Waldorf campus and Nyack just to raise awareness within those communities. A lot of the other things we're doing is just within high schools, middle schools, talking about safe relationships, what healthy relationships look like. And that, I think, is also a very important message is, as a community, we're really good at telling people what a bad relationship looks like. But then we don't take it that next step and talk about what's healthy, what's equality in a relationship. And I think that's important for kids to hear. We talk about consent. Because if kids don't know what consent means and they go off to college and they're experiencing life for the first time on their own, some really bad things can happen to both young boys and young girls.
No means no.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. No means no. Can you leave us with a phone number again if somebody had some things that they had to talk over with you?
They can call Crisis Intervention Service at 1-800-479-9071.
Kevin, if they need to touch base with law enforcement, emergencies, we know.
Emergencies, 911, obviously. Then all three agencies, Clear Lake, Mason City, and us, we have non-emergency numbers. So the Sheriff's Office is 421-3000. Mason City is 421-3636. And Clear Lake is 357-2186.
You're really good remembering numbers.
I was a dispatcher 4.5 years. I still ingrained since 1978.
I got to go to my phone to pull up. Thank you both for coming in, and let's hope next year we're not talking about this.
Yeah, right. We can just sit around and drink coffee.
I like that idea. Thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for all of North Iowa.